Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. And we're coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks here near Branson, Missouri. Beautiful spring day. We've just completed at Prayer Mountain an eschatology school on the Book of Daniel. And we went into it because of the it's a marvelous book, but it has to do with the times. It has to do with the times in which you and I live. And it's a clue we know from the mouth of the Master, Jesus himself. It's a clue to his coming. Bless the Lord. Now, I want to start out with the word moed, and we looked last week at God's redemptive calendar, because last week the Jews celebrated Passover. They were ending up the Passover week. They are still in the days of the Omer counting. Right now, today, Monday, it is the 11th day of the Omer counting, going on towards 50 days, which will be the next date, the next moed, Pentecost. Now let's see what about these moeds, because we're going to transfer them over to the book of Daniel. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 14, we see the word moed the first time. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years." So we are told that the sun, the moon, and the stars have to do with time. And they have to do with moeds, seasons, it says here in the King James. But the Hebrew word is moed. Moed means a fixed time. If you have an appointment with a doctor in Israel, you have a moed with him. A fixed time, a fixed date, even a fixed place is a moed. Now, we looked at that word moed in God's redemptive calendar, Leviticus 23, and if you missed being with us, it's archived on our webpage, billybrim.org. But another place that word moed used is in Daniel chapter 10. And verse 1, "In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision." So the King James has given you the definition of the word moed, the appointed time. The thing was true, but the appointed time for its coming to pass was long, far off. And we see that in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 12. We see the same idea given forward to us, 12:4. "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end." So the book of Daniel is not really going to be understood until the time of the end. The book of Daniel is history before it happened. The book of Daniel is the times of the Gentiles. And it won't be really understood until the time of the end. But folks, you and I are living at the end of the times of the Gentiles. And so now we're at a time when this book can be opened and revealed unto us. Again, in verse 9, it says, "Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end." And so now we're at the time of the end, and the words of Daniel are being revealed to us about what we see and about what we can expect to be. Jesus himself corroborated the ministry and the prophecies of the book of Daniel. If you will turn with me to Matthew chapter 24 and Luke 21. Matthew 24 and Luke 21. In Matthew 24, Jesus says this thing. He tells the people who are living during a time of tribulation, a time he prophesies, the times of Daniel's 70th week. God said in the book of Daniel, when Daniel was seeking God, all for his children of Israel, The Lord said to him, 70 weeks. He sent an angel and he said, 70 weeks are determined upon your people for God to be dealing with them. 69 of those weeks he marked out as having to do until the Messiah comes the first time. And then he shall be cut off. And the 70th week shall be later. So the church is not in the Old Testament. It's hidden. It's a mystery that's hidden. But in the Old Testament, there's space for the church between the 69th week of Daniel and the 70th week of Daniel, a week of days, 7 years. There's one more year, 7 years of God's dealing with Israel to prepare them completely for the millennial period. And those 7 years are called the Great Tribulation. Jesus said it would be a time that had never been before. Matthew chapter 24, he says, There shall be a great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should have been shortened, there would no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So those 7 years of that terrible time upon the earth called the tribulation time, Jesus said if it weren't shortened, there wouldn't even be any flesh left. And during that 7 years time, the abomination of desolation is the Antichrist. And the Antichrist will be here upon the earth. The church will be gone. But Jesus speaks about that time. And it is about that time he's speaking when in Matthew chapter 24:13 he says, "He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." He's not talking about those that endure unto the end will be saved. I've heard stories about people standing up and speaking in testimony services, and they said, "Oh, I want you all to pray for me. The devil's been after me all the week. I want you just to be praying for me that I endure to the end." Well, if you're born again and living for God, you're going to be in the rapture of the church. Your salvation is not depending upon your enduring to the end. He's saying here in verse 13, "He that endures unto the end of the tribulation period, the same will be saved out of it." Those Jews who endure unto the end of it will be saved out of it. And then he says to them, verse 15, "When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso reads, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee unto the mountains. Let them which are on the housetop not come down." And then he says, "Pray," verse 20, "that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." Now, he's speaking of the great tribulation time, and he tells them the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet will stand in the holy place. That is the Antichrist. He will, in the middle of tribulation, in the midst of the week, 3.5 years into it, he will go into the rebuilt Jewish temple, and there he will announce to the world that he is God. He'll have maybe a press conference and announce that he's God. Now, the whole world doesn't believe him, and the Lord Jesus gives strict instructions to the Jews. When you see him standing there, you leave. You get out of town. If you're up on the housetop, don't you go back in and get your clothes. You leave, you get out of town, you don't stay there while the Antichrist is in that temple, because he's going to get an army all around that city and besiege Jerusalem. So he tells them to leave, to take flight, and he says in verse 20, "Pray that your flight be not in winter, nor on the Sabbath day." You know, recently I've been thinking about the power of prayer. We pray every Wednesday, and we're praying for an awakening to God. I see that the time of the tribulation is coming soon. It's not here right now. We're not in the tribulation. In fact, the church will not be here during the tribulation time. But the Jews will be, and your Bible is not going to rapture with you. And they're going to pick up your Bibles, and they're going to read right in here in the New Testament. Maybe you'll have this passage marked. And it says, when you see the abomination of desolation, you get out of town and pray that your flight be not in winter. And it's amazing to me that even in the time of tribulation and when the abomination of desolation comes, prayer during that time will be effective. Jesus said, you pray that you don't have to go in the winter in the cold and flight to get out of town, and also pray that it not be on the Sabbath. This could not affect the church at all. The church does not even mind to travel on the Sabbath. But the Jews, the Orthodox Jews, the believing Jews, they will not travel except a certain fixed time on the Sabbath. So he's telling them it's variable. In this time, when you have to leave town, when you need to get out of town, when the Antichrist comes, you go because and pray that you don't have to go on the Sabbath, because he knows that some of them would not go on the Sabbath. So no, this time of the tribulation is the time of Jacob's trouble. It's the time of really Jacob's enemies being dealt with and Jacob himself being dealt with. And Jesus gives attribute to Daniel the prophet. We know because of Jesus said, Daniel the prophet, what God spoke in Daniel the prophet. And remember, the moed is long. The time is long and coming. What he spoke through Daniel the prophet is coming to pass. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, tomorrow we're going to look into Daniel the prophet, and we're going to see some of the things that he said would come to pass. And we're going to talk about how Jesus gave what he said as the very sign of his coming again. Right now, I want to invite you to be with us in Collinsville, Oklahoma, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, with Pastor Lee Morgans in our church there. And that church, actually, Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, is like a, it's like a prayer mountain. It's like a church would have a camp or something, you know, a campgrounds. That is our home church. That is our base church. And so we're going to be there for an Awakening America rally. God has really touched our prayer. Awakening America, every Wednesday, last Wednesday, we had 12,000 computers join us for the Awakening America prayer. And they were from all over the world. And so we've had one Awakening America rally, and it was so touched by God up at Pastor Larry Ollison's church in Osage Beach, Missouri. We're having another one in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We invite as many of you to come out and be with us on May 8th, 9th, and 10th. You can go online at billybrehman.org, find out the times of the meetings. You can also phone us at 1-800-972-3447, or you could call us at 417-336-4877. Don't forget that we're having a youth rally. I speak at that youth rally, Champions for Christ, but it's led by my son, Chip Brim. And Chip will be there. I'll be there. Steve Munns is there. Jeremy Pearson's is there. We invite you to come and go with us to Israel in June. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom until tomorrow.